Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today's episode is a special episode because we have two guests in studio who have been on the podcast multiple times, but it's been quite a long while. They've come back for another appearance because they're going to be sharing about a recent event. Catherine and Caitlin, my two oldest daughters, Catherine is 18, Caitlin is 15. They just recently got back from a trip to Europe and they are going to tell you all about it. And I am excited because I feel like we haven't gotten to sit down and really unpack and debrief a lot of the parts of the trip. We've talked a lot about it, but there's still so much to talk about. And so I feel like I'm probably going to learn a lot of new things on this episode today. First off, would you guys share why you went on this trip? A lot of people ask, who did you go with and why did you go?
So my school does this thing called Week Without Walls. And what we do for a week is we go to somewhere outside of school, sometimes in school, but we don't do our regular classes. Instead, we go out to sometimes different countries, different organizations we work with, and we do volunteer work. Sometimes we learn about different cultures with, there's like an Asian cultures trip. Sometimes we learn about different skills, like there's knitting, cooking, yeah.
Photography.
One time there was like a criminal.
Justice?
It was like a detective.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And the teachers lead these. Yeah. So every year it's a little bit different depending upon what the teachers decide to lead and do. And the younger grades don't get a choice. And then once you get to eighth grade, you take a trip to DC. Mm-hmm. And then after you're in high school, then you get to choose. And there were two international trips this year, correct?
Three.
Yeah. Okay. And you all chose London. I think immediately there wasn't any, when you saw the list of the trips, the possible trips or just opportunities, wasn't it both of you were like, we want to do the London trip?
Well, honestly, at first I was thinking about Brazil because I thought that would be a really cool opportunity. And the things that I saw that they were doing on that trip were really interesting. But then the group that was going on London and Amsterdam, they were some of my closest friends.
Don't get all choked up about
Sorry.
It.
But it was really cool. And the stuff that we did there, we went around and we saw a bunch of the really famous historical sites. Westminster Abbey. We got to see Big Ben. That was really cool. We got to take a bike tour. It was kind of embarrassing, the people seeing us on the bikes riding around, but it was really fun and it was rainy, but we all had a really good time.
Did you see other people on bikes? Like, I wonder if bike tours, if that's a thing, you know, like when some places that we've gone to, you'll see all these bike tours happening.
Yeah. Wait, what did the lady say as we passed her? She's like, oh, that's so embarrassing being on a bike tour. I would never want to be seen on that.
Oh, yeah. We were passing by a big group of people and somebody was like, I can't believe they're on a bike tour. That's so embarrassing.
So, Caitlin, for you, London, immediately from the get-go, you wanted to go to London or took some convincing?
I really wanted to go because I've always wanted to go to London because we were supposed to go a few years back, but we didn't end up going. And a lot of my friends were really wanting to go, so I thought it would be really fun. Because you don't want to go on a trip where you don't know people, because people really make the trip fun.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your personality type, probably. I think for some people, a trip where you didn't know anybody, this is just an opportunity to, I don't know, I was thinking of my mom. She'd probably be like, all these new people that we would get to talk to.
And well, yeah, but it's still the people. No.
Yes, I agree. I would be the same way. So when you got there, the flights there, everything was pretty uneventful. But when you got there the first few days, you were in London, and then you were supposed to take a train to Amsterdam. But let's talk about the first few days in London. You went on the bike tour. You saw Big Ben. You saw what else? Tell us, Caitlin, what were a few things that were highlights for you?
I really enjoyed going on the bike tour. I thought that was fun.
And it was 4 hours, right?
Yeah, it was long. And it started raining, like pouring rain towards the end of it. So it was a little scary. And the roads in London are kind of confusing, especially whenever you're obviously not from there. And you have to look the other way when you're crossing the road. But the roads have signs on them that say look right or like look left.
Oh, that was so helpful.
Which was really helpful.
Because they just drive on the opposite side of the road. Flipped.
And the drivers, the people there don't really yield for you if you're a pedestrian. They just don't slow down if you're like in the middle of the intersection. So that was a little scary. But the bike tour was probably one of the highlights for me.
So the roads actually say look right or look left.
Yeah.
Because they know that there's a lot of people.
Probably.
But like tourists who wouldn't be used to that. That's interesting. So you went on the bike tour. Did you see, was that when you saw Big Ben?
We saw Big Ben like 3 times.
Okay. You were just in that area a lot. And then you saw Westminster Abbey.
We saw Westminster Abbey. We saw Westminster Abbey on, I think that was the day that we were supposed to take the train to Amsterdam, but we didn't end up doing it. So we had extra time. So we went to Westminster Abbey because we hadn't been able to do that.
And you saw Buckingham Palace?
Yes. We saw that on our bike tour.
I know you went to the theater.
Yes,
the theater.
We went and saw Newsies the first night, and that was a very big, it seemed like a really big production. There were a lot of people there. The production value was really, really good, and the choreography and everything was really cool. So I enjoyed that. And then we saw The Mousetrap a few days later, and that one, I liked that one a lot. I think I liked it more than Newsies just because it wasn't a musical, and I don't really like musicals.
Was The Mousetrap the one that it was an outdoor theater?
No, we didn't do any outdoor
theater. No, what was the one? We did. We went to Shakespeare Theater, the Globe.
Oh, the Globe. Yeah, we went to see the Globe, but we didn't see an actual play.
Okay, I just saw the pictures of it was an outdoor theater, and I just thought that was very interesting because it looked so like what you would picture in the movies or something, but it was an actual working theater.
Yeah. Well, it's because the Globe Theater was the first theater in England, and that was the one that Shakespeare used to like do his plays at, and so there's a lot of history behind that, and they remade it because it burned down in the great like London fire thing.
Oh, and so it's exactly like it was. Mm-hmm. And now do they have plays? Yeah,
whenever
plays?
Whenever they were rehearsing The Tempest.
So you just went to visit it, you didn't watch a play?
Yeah, we just went
there.
To the all of it was like a kind of like a museum.
Well, they were doing a rehearsal. They still do productions.
Yeah,
They were doing a rehearsal. And we took a tour, and so we got to see some of the play as we took the tour. She stopped for a moment and let us sit down and watch it. And it was really cool because it was very simple. They didn't have all the lights. They didn't have all the different props. It was very basic. They use what they're saying to paint a picture. That was really cool.
So it's more just talking.
Mm-hmm.
I assume they would be doing it in actual time specific. Like that would be that period of time. That's how they did those plays. Like they were doing them historically accurate. So,
I mean, besides the rotten fruit and oranges being thrown at the people who were doing the production, it was pretty accurate. And apparently a lot went on in the... What was it called? The area like underneath the pit. A lot went on. A lot of gross stuff.
back in the day or something? Okay.
Back in the day. Not today.
Okay. Interesting. So what was the food like in London?
It was good.
What were some of your... You didn't... Catherine's shaking her head.
I mean, it was... The places we went were really good, but I just think...
We went to Nando's too many times.
Yeah.
What is Nando's?
If they have like chicken and stuff. All the guys.
Is it a fast food place?
No.
No.
Didn't you go to a tea or something? You went and had tea one day?
Yes, we had tea. It was so British. I don't know. It was really good.
I don't know if that's, did they call it high tea or did they
have
a...
I have no idea.
You just went, it was a restaurant that served, it was an afternoon mm-hmm. tea?
They gave us all tea and they gave us sugar and milk and stuff to put in our tea. It was really good. We had biscuits.
Did they have different kinds of tea?
No.
Just one kind?
Yeah. Yeah.
And biscuits were scones?
Yes, I guess.
But did they taste just like biscuits? Is that what it was? Yeah. I was just wondering because...
I did not try them.
Isn't it... Don't they call cookies biscuits or something? And then...
I think so.
Yeah,
I was thinking... They call fries chips.
Yes.
Like and then they chips. Call chips crisps.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you had tea there. You went and saw all these different things. Was there anything else that you did there in London that was just a real highlight for you?
We went to a soccer game or a football game.
Soccer, you mean they call it because they call it football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like?
It wasn't very chaotic. I was expecting it to be pretty chaotic and exciting, but we couldn't afford to get the tickets that were...
We were in the family section.
Yeah, we were
in the family section. So it was a little more mellow.
So it was very mellow and there wasn't a lot going on.
When I saw the pictures, it didn't look like there were that many people there. Was that...
It was really cold.
It was cold. It was freezing. That was the night that it was super cold. And we're just sitting down. The food at the game was really good, though.
And it wasn't, like, a super... Was it a big game?
No.
It wasn't a big game.
Speaking of the cold, so it was very cold.
It was.
The whole time. And I heard from different followers who lived there, they were saying that that was very cold. Mm-hmm. Like, uncommonly
cold.
There
was, like, a cold front coming through Europe that... Our leader said it was almost like once every 20 years they get a cold front like that. And so we came at a very not good time. But whenever we went to Amsterdam, it snowed a ton the day that we had our full day there. And it was really cool.
And Amsterdam, is it usually that? Was it very cold for Amsterdam as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was really cold.
If you have a big event coming up that you need to get a nice outfit for and you are dreading having to do the shopping for it and also you're like, oh, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, well, I've got a solution for you. Armoire is a clothing rental service and they have such great clothes to choose from. Here's the thing, you go on their website and you get to take a survey that is going to really help you define your style. And you can also tell them if you're looking for something specific. So if you're looking for dresses, a type of dress, formal dresses, office wear, whatever it is, maybe you're looking for casual clothes, I don't know, but you can tell them what you're looking for. And then they are going to curate this closet for you of items to choose from. And then you choose which ones you want to rent and they ship them right to your door. So you don't even have to go in store and try things on. I was so impressed with what they sent me. They nailed my style and also they nailed my size, which I find very difficult to do. I can go to the mall and try on item after item after item after item, and rarely do I find things that fit me really well. But almost everything they sent fit me perfectly. In fact, I had to send back my bag of the clothes that I had rented, and I was really sad to part with it because some of the things in it I had worn so many times that I really didn't want to give them up because I love them so much. In fact, I was like, should I just go ahead and purchase this? Which is an option that they offer as well. But if you'd like to try out this clothing rental service, right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer.
So, shifting to Amsterdam, you were planning to take a train and go to Amsterdam. You had to get up at 4 a.m. to lug all your luggage.
Yeah, a lot
of... I need to tell the story. This is the Thursday that we were supposed to go to... We were supposed to take a train from London to Amsterdam. And so that morning that we were supposed to leave, we had a train at 6 a.m. And so we were supposed to all wake up at 4 to be able to catch the train, to take the subway to the train station and go. And so we had to pack up all our bags the night before and lug them through the subway to the train station, take a train to Amsterdam. And so that night before, our leader was having some issues, and she said that she had accidentally booked the train tickets to Amsterdam 2 months later. And so...
Oh, so you guys knew this the night before.
Yeah, we knew
I didn't realize that. I thought you showed up at the train station and then figured it out.
She was trying to get there early so that she could get us tickets. And she was staying up late the night before so she could try to get the tickets,
too. So they still made us wake up at 4. And we ended up getting back to the hotel at, 1 a.m. So I never went to sleep. I just stayed up all night packing my stuff.
You mean the night before?
Yeah, the night before.
Yes. Because was that when you went to the soccer game?
No. No, that was Mousetrap.
Yeah, okay. That was Mousetrap.
Okay.
Because we went to get gelato, and then she was having issues on the phone. And so we wake up. I never wake up, but get ready at 4 a.m. and we go down, and I have to take all my suitcases through the subway, carrying them up and down the stairs. And we get to the train station at 5, I'd say. And she comes towards us because she had already gone a little bit earlier to see if she could get tickets. And we thought she had gotten them, but she said, no, but there's a train tonight at 6 that we can take. So you guys just chill here, get some food. I'll pay for it. And we ate breakfast at the train station, and then we went back to the hotel, but we didn't have a room, so everyone slept in the lobby.
That was funny.
Which we were all really, that was like the best sleep I got on the entire trip. It was really nice that the hotel people let us sleep in there, because we did not have rooms. But we slept all on the couches, and then she wasn't able to get us on that 6 p.m. train, so we flew to Amsterdam that night. But on the way there, we had to take the subway to another train station and take the train station to the airport. We didn't go to Heathrow. We went to another airport, thankfully, because Heathrow would have been super busy. But we took the train, and we got on the train, and the train was kind of busy. And so Kat and a few other people...
I'll explain this part. So the train was really busy. It was really full. We couldn't really fit our luggage in there. So we were going to switch cars because the specific car that we were in had a lot of people in it. And so we decided we were going to go out. It was me, two other students, and one of the chaperones. We were going to go out. We were going to switch cars and then get back into a less busy car so it wouldn't be as crowded. We get out, we start to run to the next train car. We try to push the button on the door. It does not open. The train starts moving, and it left without us. And so we had to wait 30 minutes for the next train, but we thought it was really funny. The other chaperone was kind of freaking out, but we were all really relaxed because we were mostly experienced travelers. And so it wasn't a super big deal, but it was just a really funny story because the train started moving as we were trying to get on.
You needed a video of that. Yeah. Also, I was realizing I didn't know that that happened as you were trying to get to the airport. So was there any part of you that was like, oh, we're going to miss our plane?
No, because
there was a part of me that thought we were going to miss our plane whenever your tickets wouldn't load. We were the only ones who had issues with our tickets, and they just were not loading. So we had to go up to the front desk and get them figured out. And everyone was like, you're not going to get on the flight.
But you made it to Amsterdam, and it was still cold there. I think from what I understand, other than the first night when you got there and you were very, very, very hungry and tired from all of that crazy, you really enjoyed your time in Amsterdam. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Amsterdam was beautiful. And the second day that we were there, was it the second day?
We were only there for 2 days.
The first full day that we were there, it snowed and it was beautiful. It was so pretty. We were walking outside and it was just everything around us was white and it was really pretty because we didn't expect it to snow.
That was kind of annoying because the chaperone told us that was going to be the hottest day. He was like, it's going to be 55 degrees.
Hadn't prepared for it to be that cold? You should have worn warmer clothes?
Well, I had my jacket.
I had to layer because I didn't bring like a really warm jacket. So I was wearing like 5 layers the entire time.
So in Amsterdam, I remember you saying that you thought the food was really good there.
The food was good.
So you felt like the food in Amsterdam was much better than London, your experience.
Yeah, we went to the Pancake House twice. I think that's what it was called. And they give you pancakes. They were basically crepes, but they called them pancakes, and they were huge.
Were they flat, or did they roll them up?
Oh, they were flat.
So then did they just put normal syrup and butter?
No, they had like, it was ice cream, all sorts of different toppings.
That they brought to your table, or did you go through a line?
You ordered it. It was on the pancake.
Gotcha.
So they would bring them out, and there was just these huge plates, and the pancakes were really big.
Huge.
So you got to go to the Anne Frank House, and I know, Catherine, you were really tired, so you didn't get to enjoy it as much.
Falling asleep as we were walking in, because I was running off of, like, because we got 1 or 2 hours of sleep the night before, and then the night before, we'd gotten, like, 5 hours of sleep, so we were just really sleep deprived. And so I was walking around the Anne Frank House and I was so tired. So I felt bad because I really wanted to appreciate it more. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I couldn't really appreciate its value.
But Caitlin, you said you really enjoyed.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And what else did you do in Amsterdam?
We did a canal tour, which was cool.
How long was that tour?
45 minutes.
Oh, it was only 45 minutes. Yeah, I thought it was longer than that. So then were they taking you to show you specific historical things, or was it just you're on a canal tour in Amsterdam?
It was just a canal tour in Amsterdam. Okay. It was really cool, and the tour guides were really nice. And
it was covered too, right?
Yeah. Because it was warm.
I was not expecting that because I thought otherwise it would have been really cold.
And we had cheese.
And cheese. Mm-hmm. What else did you do in Amsterdam?
We shopped a lot.
Was that where they had the market, or was that in London?
Which market?
Did you go to multiple markets?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were a lot of outdoor markets.
Even though it was so cold?
Oh, yeah.
So as you look back on this trip, what I'd love to hear from you, both of you, what were some things you learned or just takeaways overall, kind of as you think of the trip as a whole?
Patience is important.
You got to exercise a lot of flexibility?
Yes.
And we were talking with you on the phone the night that you made it to Amsterdam and just how a trip like this is always going to test you at your core. Like, what is your character, your true character, when things are hard, when you're tired, when you're hungry, when you're kind of put in an unexpected position, when you have to keep going, when you would just love to lay down and go to sleep or get to your destination. And it's good character building.
Yeah, especially whenever you're having to travel places with 18 people, and a lot of them, it's their first time traveling out of the country and they're not great at traveling, so they don't understand a lot of just what's going on. And so that you had to practice a lot of patience with, for sure.
Well, and also it's just, it's a stretching experience when it's all this newness. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I traveled internationally, it was just emotionally exhausting and physically exhausting to just all this newness that you were constantly experiencing that you weren't used to and you didn't have your regular rhythm and routine and all of that. Mm-hmm. What about for you, Catherine?
Probably just perseverance and patience, learning how to deal with things that are not going your way for a little bit. Like, I really enjoyed every part of it, even the parts where we were sleepy and hungry, because I know that we're not really going to get that experience very often. And I think that, especially it being my last week without walls, I think it was kind of a tad emotional because I've been doing that since seventh grade. And so it was my last one. And so I just wanted to really appreciate it, every part of it, even the hard parts, because it was a little hard to keep a good attitude sometimes, but I think it was really valuable.
What do you think your favorite part was?
Probably Amsterdam. I loved the little coffee shops and the getting to go shopping was a lot of fun.
I love shopping. The bookstores. The bookstore in Oxford was really big and it was really fun. We went to Oxford College.
Well, I'm glad that you guys got to have this experience. One of the things that you said, Catherine, when you got home was, you know, you kept telling yourself, I can be patient for a week. Like, this is just one week of my life. And there are some things that are hard, that are uncomfortable, that, you know, I would change if it were just me. And I think anytime you go with a group of people, even if it's your family, if it's people you know really well, people you don't know at all, anytime you're just kind of rubbing up so closely to people in really difficult, stretching situations that it just brings out a lot of things. And so it shows your character. But I think for you to say, you know, I could be patient for a week. And it's a good reminder sometimes when we're in a situation where we have a lot of reasons to be impatient, but to think, you know, you were talking about, this is one week of my life and this is not forever. And so just, I want to enjoy this week, this day, this moment. And I really appreciate that. And I think you had a much better trip because of that. And I'm so glad that you guys got to go and got to go together. That was really fun for you to get to experience it together. And you came home saying you'd like to travel a lot more together, probably not with 18 people, but
definitely back to Amsterdam
for sure.
We didn't get to experience a ton of it and it was beautiful.
Mm. The pictures that you posted, it looked like out of a movie or like a painting or something. It was so weird to think you're right there experiencing this and I'm here not experiencing that stuff. So, well, thank you for coming on the podcast today. Thanks for being willing to share about your trip. I know that I actually learned a lot of new things that I didn't know yet. And I am excited. You guys said that you were putting together a slideshow that you're going to show us soon. So I'm excited about that. And looking forward to Caitlin next year, where you're going to go, because Catherine's not going to get to go on a Week Without Walls trip anymore. But I feel like you went out with a good, this was kind of a really good hurrah last trip.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.